Unit 3. Reading 2. Page 42.
What's in a name? One of the most important tasks in marketing a new product is giving it a name. In marketing, the quality of a product is not as important as the quality of the name it is given. This is because marketing is not about the product. It is about selling the product. Marketers use strategies such as attractive packaging, catchy slogans, and other clever ways to convince consumers to buy their product. The most powerful marketing strategy, however, is giving a product a powerful name. Rule 1. To be powerful, the name must be easy to remember. In the early days of computers, there were several competing brands on the market, including Apple II, Commodore PET, IMSAI 8080, MITS Altair 8800, and Radio Shack TRS-80. In those days, most buyers knew very little about computers, so they were not able to judge the quality of one over the other. As a result, they rejected the computers with complex names. Instead, they chose the brands that invoked something familiar. They chose, of course, the Apple II. Rule 2. The name must also be easy to pronounce. If customers can't pronounce the name of a product, they won't buy it. A short name is easier to remember and to pronounce. According to research done by strategic name development consultants, the best names have three or fewer syllables, such as Tums, antacid tablets, Xerox, copiers, or Cheerios, cereal. Many well-known names are longer, of course, such as Mercedes-Benz, automobiles, and Coca-Cola, soft drinks, so length is not the only factor. Rule 3. A product name should be unique. It shouldn't sound like the name of any other product, especially a competing product. Shoppers tend to confuse Breyers ice cream with Dreyer's ice cream, and Rolex watches with Rolodex desk indexes, for example. Rule 4. In addition, an effective name should hint at what the product is used for. For example, Sleepies is a sleeping medication, and Windex is a window cleaner. A name should also be appropriate for the type of product it represents. Names of medicines should sound medical, names of foods should sound tasty, and names of domestic cleaning products should sound hard-working. Rule 5. An effective name also includes words or parts of words that are positive and inviting. Sometimes, the product name sounds like another descriptive word that has a positive meaning. The pain reliever Aleve, for example, sounds like relieve. Band-Aid, a small plastic bandage, sounds a bit like bandage and includes the word aid. Frequently, names of products aimed at high-income consumers implicitly advertise luxury. Consider the names of these cruise ship companies: Crystal, Princess, Royal Caribbean, and Celebrity. Rule 6. The letters within names are important, too. A survey administrated by the name development consultants asked English speakers about their reactions to various letters of the alphabet. The results showed that people associate the letters C, S, and B with something traditional, but associate the letters Q, V, X, and Z with something innovative. Additionally, people in the survey associated certain letters with one sex or the other. They considered the letters F, L, V, and W feminine, but the letters M, X, and Z masculine. It is not clear how those surveyed might react to the automobile names Volvo, Mazda, or Lexus. Rule 7. Marketers must also consider how a product name will translate in other languages if the product is exported. A famous example of this occurred when the Chevrolet Nova automobile was exported to Argentina in the 1970s. Some people predicted that it would sell poorly because in Spanish, the two words Nova mean it doesn't go. Fortunately, Nova, a bright star, is the same word in both Spanish and English, and the car sold well. Rule 8. Finally, a name must not generate negative associations in the minds of consumers. Many words have an implicit message as well as an explicit meaning. Why, for example, has no car manufacturer named a car the elephant? Elephants are big, strong, and dependable, but they are also slow-moving, huge, and eat a lot. There used to be a weight loss product called AIDS. It disappeared once AIDS became a serious illness worldwide. Corporations put forth great effort to find the right name for a new product. They often hire consultants who specialize in creating product names. Working with the principles above, they create several possible names. Then, they channel the names through one or more focus groups. These groups are made up of individuals drawn from the sector of the population that is most likely to buy the target product, such as sports fans, frequent travelers, or senior citizens. When a focus group meets, they freely discuss what they like or don't like about the possible names. Once the right name is chosen, advertisements are widely published to introduce the new product to the buying public. Only time will tell if the important marketing decisions made earlier will be effective in selling the product.